face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Uh-oh. Chip got the music in.
No generic rejoins today.
Hour number two, Zolak and Bertrand this weekend. Patriots Cowboys in Foxborough. 4:25 kick, nationally televised game. By the way, don't forget to get to our website, 98.5thesportshub.com, for all the latest on the Patriots, but also to download our app. Also get all of our podcasts of this show by the hour or in the nutshell, as they say.
Hello.
Hello, I am in the nutshell.
Look at you.
Download the nutshell version. You can catch up on the show in about 30 minutes or so. It's nice. It's convenient. So get to our website, 98.5thesportshub.com. 617-779-0985. Phone lines are open for you. Tom is in Newton today. What's up, Tom?
Yeah, hey, guys.
Hey.
I just want to get your opinion on something. So, Pats and Cowboys are playing on Sunday, as we know.
Oh.
And, on paper, it's a huge matchup just in terms of, the league's, two most premier franchises. It's ratings gold. But the way the NFL schedule works, unless, the teams play each other in the Super Bowl, if you're in different conferences, you can only play each other, as basically as soon as you could, as once every 4 years. When you watch games Bills and Jets twice every single year, Buccaneers and Falcons, just kind of these bad games, I just feel like, they need to do something so that, you get these more interesting matchups more often. I remember last year, I think that was the first time Aaron Rodgers ever came to Gillette. Something's not right there. There should just be more of these kind of marquee matchups. Just curious what you guys think about that.
I understand what you're saying. It seems like Peyton Manning was coming in or we were going out there every year. It's like Denver was a divisional opponent. Same thing with the Steelers over the years. What are you going to do, reclassify?
Yeah, well,
I mean, that's really the only thing.
I think there's something.
But you're still going to get the same.
No, there's something to be said for the antiquated notion of having to play four teams in your division. You're all kind of close. That way the travel and blah, blah, blah. But to that end, it is interesting to get to see a team twice every year. And I would argue on the other side, that's a better way of determining who the better team is. All right. Anything can happen. I didn't give them Sunday, but you got to play that team twice. Are you really better than them? Are you? And
it's hard to beat somebody twice. It is.
Yeah. Give right. yourself.
Say what it is.
Right. And if you do, you are clearly the better team. The best way to determine who's the better of any number of teams is to have those teams play each other more than once.
Yeah.
So while it may be old-fashioned thinking to have these divisions and have every team play each other twice within the divisions and you only get these cool matchups every once in a while, it probably is the best way of determining, at least in a, for a few of the teams, figuring out who the best ones are.
You need some sort of structure, though.
You're still going to have conference champion. You're going to have divisional championships or divisional round stuff sometimes where maybe the two best teams in the league are facing off. And we've certainly seen it in the conference championships many times over the years. That's the real Super Bowl.
It is.
I mean,
I felt that last year.
I think a lot of people felt that the Pats Chiefs was the real Super Bowl last year. But sometimes it's in the NFC.
Rams Saints was a great game.
You could argue that on the other side, and especially the way the Pats and Rams played each other. So I understand what you're saying. It'd be cool to see that more often, but I still like having teams within the division see each other twice.
Yeah.
I like it.
I don't think it's going to change either.
No.
I don't think that's going away. And I think that the way the standings go, the conference matters. You're going to have to play your conference teams more often than your division teams. This isn't even about divisions. This is really about conference play. You're playing conference teams more than you are teams from the other conference. Yeah. The other conference goes on a rotation, and then you are scheduling the best team. So you had Peyton Manning and Tom Brady because they were two top AFC teams that were matching up, winning their divisions, and getting matched up every year.
And I think you end up getting better football, too, because if you're asking coaching staffs to game plan for a brand new team every week and you're only going to see him once, you know, you're going to end up with, you know, more sloppy football games and guys just not knowing what to do and how to execute. When you get to see that same team again, the odds are you're going to get a better game the second time around. And isn't that what we want? We want good games.
Yeah, you want close, good games. Nobody said this either. I mean, you win Sunday, you sweep the NFC East. Like, you've already beaten the Redskins, you already beat the Giants, you already beat the Eagles. You got a chance to sweep the NFC East this week. That's pretty damn good. That's a tough division. I know the Redskins are down, but the way they build that division from the offensive lineman, defensive lineman, big, strong, and physical, and people look at this Patriots team and say, they're not that physical, right? They just scheme. So, see what gives on Sunday.
You know that Marino and Elway, I think, only played each other once in their careers? Only matched up with each other once.
Really?
This is not a new problem. Yeah.
Yeah, but the problem is when you have these, if you want to try to match up marquee teams, you have to fill out the schedule with like Redskins, Dolphins on the other end of the spectrum.
Right, you're going to get a bunch of garbage games.
Bad teams still have to play, right?
Yeah, and you're also creating an unbalanced schedule, which I don't think anybody's looking for. Right?
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not talking about from a fan perspective. I'm talking about the quality of the teams on the field and the balance of the competitiveness on the field. The schedule in the NFL is a pretty damn good system. It works. Their playoff bracket works. That's why I hate when they talk about tinkering with it. The scheduling system works. The playoffs work. All of it is a good system for both the league and for fans.
I like the two byes. I like the two teams get a bye because it gives that second team something to fight for. You know,
and many times a third team that's in the mix.
If you have a runaway,
trying to get the second bye.
But say you have a super uber team 1 year and you're like 15-1, you know that team's getting the bye. What are you fighting for? Not really positioning. You're going to rest some players in at the end of the year. But if you have a bye to play for, I think teams will do that.
Yeah, week 17 is great right now. It might be terrible if there's one bye team.
Yeah, we got Buffalo at the end of the year. Pittsburgh has Baltimore. Pittsburgh will play them tough. Some good games at the end of the year.
Mabel is back today. Oh. She's gearing up for Sunday's game against the Cowboys. Mabel, our most famous Cowboy fan on the show.
She's Mabel.
Hold on. Mabel, go ahead.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Morning.
I just wanted to say good luck.
I'm not playing. Yep. Thank you.
I'm not real. I'll convey that to the team. Okay. I'm not real thrilled about the weather forecast, so I'm assuming this game is going to come down to turnovers because they're predicting rain, snow, sleet, wind, and the kitchen sink. So it's going to be very interesting. Van Der Esch has also been ruled out for the game, so I'm not thrilled about that. But I honestly believe that we have a shot on Sunday. So that's all I want to say.
Or Sean Lee. Give me Sean Lee. Yeah.
And I guess we'll talk to you on Monday.
Mabel, you've come a long way. Remember a year ago you couldn't name many Cowboys? She knew Van Der Esch.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
So
Mabel,
anyway,
good luck to you. You don't sound happy. Are you going to let this ruin your weekend? Worrying about this game?
I just wonder, will you take my call on Monday if you guys lose?
Have we ever refused your call?
No, but I mean, this is a big game, and I know that I'm not well liked on your station. So if we
do win.
There's going to be a lot of angry people on Monday morning.
Mabel, you're going to the top of the line if the Patriots lose on Sunday. You'll be the first one through.
All right, Beetle,
I'm going to hold
you guys to that.
You got it.
Do you want to be hated? Do you want to be not well liked?
No.
Do you want to be a villain?
We'll make you a
villain if that would make
you happy. Not at all, but I realize that I'm in Patriots Nation and I'm a Cowboys fan, and I realize with the Cowboys, you either love them or hate them. So I understand what I'm up against. I just, you know, I understand that there will be a lot of angry people on Monday morning
Whatever will this city do?
Thank you, Mabel. We'll be talking to you Monday either
sports
way.
Sports fans in this area do. They're going to be
there's
so
a little bit
angry.
Of a straw man involved there, huh?
We're talking to you either way. I like it. She's really built up
do people
her,
care enough to hate her?
In her mind, yes.
No.
We'll be talking to you Monday, Mabel, either way, no matter what happens. You call us on Monday, and we'll talk about it.
Is she fearful for her safety?
No, I don't
think her travels throughout New England?
I don't think so.
I am hated and loathed.
Although there was that guy the other day that called and was like, who names their kid Mabel? Remember that guy?
Yeah.
So that might be what she's referring to.
We
told him to shut up.
Yeah, because we like the name Mabel. May.
So there's news on Mohamed Sanu as it relates to his availability on Sunday. I'll tell you what that latest report is that just dropped a minute ago. We'll get to it next.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Jeff Howe has this on Twitter at Jeff P. Howe. You'll hear Jeff Sunday pregame on Patriots Preview. We start up at 1:30 from Howl at the Moon, Patriot Place, as we get ready for the game on Sunday.
Nice.
Jeff Howe has this. Source described Mohamed Sanu in the day-to-day category. Just going to keep treating and testing the ankle to see how it responds. Difficult to put a definitive timeline on it. The plus side is it doesn't sound like a long-term deal, even if he does have to miss some game time.
That's good.
Yeah,
the fact he didn't have an MRI is good.
I would not play him.
I wouldn't either.
Based on what you need
this guy for the long haul.
I would not throw him out there with this, having it just happen on Sunday. You know how this is. You had this.
Yeah, Houston, Kansas City had this. I had an ankle sprain. They do the MRI. So they could see the tearing.
But you had it more serious.
Oh, God.
This is a mild one.
I couldn't walk. Hurts.
Hurts.
Couldn't go on your toes.
Bad.
Yeah. Drop foot.
Not good. Terrible. So that's good news, right?
Really good news.
I'll take that as a win.
Couldn't miss the game. It's bad, but I mean.
Bill Belichick was asked a couple minutes ago about Mohamed Sanu and Philip Dorsett. And he said, I'm not going to Ouija board it for you, is what he said to the reporters. I'm waiting to hear that sound.
What does that mean?
I don't even know.
He also made a reference to the JFK assassination today.
Wow, he's on fire.
The one press conference we don't take.
One we don't have. He's referencing JFK and, games that you can bring, hear from the dead with. What? What is that all about?
What was he going to spell? Active. A, C, slide it here, T.
Is that his way of saying I'm not going to spell it out for you? Is that just a creative way? But I don't know that that's what exactly the game is for, Trying to connect with the spirits.
Maybe he talks to the spirits as to who he should activate and not activate.
Maybe. Yeah. Well, Ron's in Nashua. Hi, Ron.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
Question for you. I'm sitting here watching the show, and you guys are talking about the scheduling. How about instead of playing, Buffalo, Miami, and the Jets twice a year, why don't they play like the three best teams in the AFC from the previous year twice? Wouldn't that make for better competition in the Super Bowl?
You would dilute the rest of it, though.
Yeah, but then you'd
top heavy.
You'd have bad teams with inflated records.
You want to watch Miami and Arizona?
All the bad teams are playing each other, and then you have worse teams that end up in the playoffs.
But you would only play those teams in your division once. Everybody else is still going to play all the same teams. But as opposed to getting the three teams we get every year.
Yeah, I fully understand your point, which is all of a sudden the Patriots this year would now have to play teams that were division winners twice instead of once. Right?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, if the best teams all have to repeatedly keep playing each other over and over and over again, right? You know what's going to happen? None of their records are going to be as good.
Right.
And they're not going to end up being the playoff teams again. You're just going to inflate the records of bad teams that get to all just play each other. Because guess what happens to all the bad teams? The Jets and
Cincinnati. Cleveland.
And now all of a sudden, Cincinnati, Cleveland, and the Jets and all the crap teams at the bottom, they're all playing each other a ton. And someone in there,
Arizona,
would have to be like a mediocre team to have a great record and end up being a high seed, a division, you know, a division leader.
Then you lose by 25.
And a seed. Yeah, and then it's just stupid. Yeah. That doesn't make sense. That was my point earlier. The competitive balance is in check right now in the NFL. It is. The good teams rise up to the top. The bad teams sink to the bottom.
Okay, one win last night by Houston, and everything switches now. You know, as far as seedings and, you know, kicks the Colts out, they go from the fourth seed to the seventh.
What do you think would physically happen to the Patriots if they had to go up against all these other good teams? And all those other good teams, too, it's not just the Patriots thing.
Attrition.
They'd be kicking the crap out of each other. They'd lose their minds.
I mean, it's
nice
to say that.
You want piling up.
You want good games. The first thing you look at when you're a season ticket holder, if you're us, what's the home schedule?
But they're not all going to be the same. Right. You can't expect every week to be a great game. It just can't happen. In any sport, really. Can you expect every game, night in, night out, of any sport to be a great game?
No.
No. It's not possible. You hope for the best.
That's all. Nice that you have 16 of them. I mean, look at the home schedule. Yeah, you play the division. You might not like that. But you got Pittsburgh. You got Cleveland. Cowboys. Who else we got? Kansas City. I mean, that's a good home schedule. Really good home schedule.
So the Patriots have the Ravens, the Texans, the Chiefs as division winners. You want to play the Ravens twice? You want to play the Texans twice?
No.
You want to play the Chiefs twice? What do you think the team, though, all those records of those teams is going to look like at the end of the year?
Throw the Steelers even.
Oh, what are they going to be? 8-8? Like all those teams are going to be middle of the pack teams.
Wild card. Yeah.
When you know they're the best teams. Right?
Yeah.
Like you can't do that. Yeah, Pittsburgh came in second place. They didn't win that division.
Okay.
Baltimore won that division.
No, I know. I'm just saying. I would love that. People would love to see them play Pittsburgh twice a year. So you got to beat each other up.
So on the other side, you'd have the Jets, Bengals, Jaguars, Raiders as like a division schedule. And you'd have Dolphins, Steelers, Colts, Chargers as a division schedule this year. And that's the other thing, like the travel involved. You know what I mean? Like you have divisions because they're regional, number one. So you have to cut down on some of the travel that's part of it.
Yeah, throw London in the mix too.
Yeah. Pete's in Delaware. Hey, Pete.
Jesus.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, Pete.
Sorry about that. Dropped my phone. Hey, so you guys know I'm a Giants fan, so I bring a different perspective to this. Why is it, like, to me, it's not the Patriots' fault that these other three teams have been so bad the last 20 years. Every other division has a period of up and down where their division is, you know, better some year, not as good the other. We see it all the time. It's just the AFC East, and it's not like it's not New England's fault the other three teams can't get their act together.
Yeah, I mean, I think part of it is the Patriots are so good, so it's hard to all of a sudden get your act
together. What year is this from McDermott? You got two other coaches in their first year.
You can pencil in two losses against New England every year.
Yeah.
I mean, most years. I don't think that's what we're talking about anyway, though. We're talking about why it is that it's every 8 years you see Dallas in Foxborough, why it's every 4 years that you can see a matchup like Dak Prescott against Tom Brady.
Or Rodgers.
And against, you know, or exactly. That was the other one that was brought
that was
up.
Fun. That's a fun game to call and see.
Aaron Rodgers, the Packers, and Tom Brady. Something along those lines. Is the NFL missing out on some of these matchups with their conference alignment?
No, because if those good teams and those good quarterbacks carry their team, eventually you're going to see them in the playoffs. You know? If they're a good team and that's a good quarterback, you're looking at Dallas. They should make the playoffs. You know, the Saints should make the playoffs. Green Bay should. Patriots will. Baltimore will. Houston should make the playoffs. You'll see them. You'll see them again.
617-779-0985. What's the matter, Hardy?
Oh, no, the report on Matthew Stafford, the reason why he's out on Sunday.
He's got a broken back.
Tiny fractures in his back.
Who called them tiny?
Fishers. They're called Fisher cracks.
Rap sheet.
Like Don Ho, tiny bubbles.
Tiny fractures in my back.
Is anyone doubting that he has a fractured back?
It's just tiny fractures.
He's got
little tiny fractures in his back he can't play.
I'm pretty sure that having fractured bones in your back.
I think you can just say broken back.
I don't think you should go to a chiropractor for that one. I think you should wait till you're healed.
Put my head in that sling and pull it.
I think you should wait. Have you gone? You were talking about going recently.
Have I bitched about my back? Got it. My shoulder was out and popped that sucker right back in. Feel great.
That's a great point, Hardy. If that was Brett Favre, that would be broken back.
Right. But it's the Lions.
They're minimizing it.
Tiny fractures.
You're mad at Ian Rappaport on this.
A little bit.
Oh, okay.
Or call them microfractures.
He's got a broken back, but not a serious one.
That's not accurate. Microfractures are sort of different.
What's the difference?
It's like when you crack the ice, it just keeps cracking all over. His bones ready to just crumble.
Hey, if this was Brett Favre, Peter King would be there waiting for him. I need to talk about your broken back. You're so tough, Brett.
He does. He has a broken back. Let's just call it what it is. The man broke his back.
Thank you.
He's waiting for it to heal up. He's got a broken back. Read and React is coming up next. I can't wait.
Set.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's time to read.
I go with the specialty ones with just the berries.
And react.
Sorry, I'm a little under the weather.
Yeah.
With Zolak and Bertrand.
I got the prosciutto and I got the wine. Okay, now we can eat.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Speaking of crunch berries, we have a new song for the show.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, we'll play it next segment. I thought we were going to hold off, but we're not.
Let's do it.
It's a holiday song.
I think we put it out there.
We're getting right into the spirit of the season.
Zoe's got all his Christmas stuff up.
Yep.
Jim's having Thanksgiving tomorrow.
Hey,
what
Jim.
The hell?
Jim, when you walk in tomorrow, do you... Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Do you even say that?
No. Do you do that on Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, you do. Happy Thanksgiving. You don't say that to anybody?
Your family's tapped.
I don't think I've ever said Happy Thanksgiving.
What?
What, did you just show up
you
and
never
suck
wish
the food
someone
down?
A happy
right,
Thanksgiving?
What's that about this later?
Suck it through a straw?
I don't hate him. I don't even know him, but that take is terrible.
React. Like, Jim's the nicest guy ever. Very cordial. Jim would be the one who would say Happy Thanksgiving.
By the way, that was Wagner yesterday talking about our intern. Did you pick up on that?
Yes. All right.
49ers play the Packers Sunday night. Good quarterback matchup. Aaron Rodgers going up against Jimmy Garoppolo. So let's hear what Jimmy Garoppolo has to say about Aaron Rodgers.
I try to watch him any opportunity I get, whether it's film, whether he's playing on TV, whatever it is. Just it's impressive. You know, his arm talent is, I mean, it's up there. You know, probably the best in the league, and it's just it's fun to watch a guy like that.
Interesting.
First round arm talent.
Jimmy's got a little Rodgers in him.
Meaning what?
Yeah, from a
like he sounds like him.
No, throwing off the back foot, you know, kind of spinning it in. Rodgers throws a tight ball. Jimmy throws a tight one too. I'd say Jimmy's more like Rodgers than he is Brady.
I could see that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I could see
from
that.
From a gunslinger type. He's a gunslinger.
Yeah, that's why when you tell me that Aaron Rodgers has done a good job protecting the ball, I'm like, well, what, by accident?
No, he only has two picks.
Like, the plays still break down there, and he's still running around and scrambling and just looking for anybody who's open.
Yeah. It's miraculous sometimes that those throws end up in the hands of his own players.
I mean, he's good at it. I'm not trying to take that away from him. It's just different.
Not that bad, though.
Highest form of flattery on this show.
Ravens play the Rams on Monday night. Marcus Peters.
Ravens, Rams.
Going up against his old team.
Baltimore.
Football is 90% mental, 10% physical. I learned that from the little Giants, man. So I just handle my part, man. Football is what I do. I get paid to do it, so I got to be tapped in, man.
All right, so let's...
That was so funny.
Let's listen to him say this again.
Football is 90% mental, 10% physical.
Mental. Okay.
Mental.
So let's hear the drop from Little Giants.
Because football, 80% mental and 40% physical.
Okay.
That's 120.
Right, which is why it's a joke. But
yeah.
All right. It's whatever.
Run the annexation of Puerto Rico play, Little Giants.
He referenced Little Giants.
I'd like
Giants
to get Bob Soucy to maybe do some play-by-play of things that happened in Little Giants.
I've never seen Little Giants.
Really?
I think so.
Icebox?
The guy with the glasses.
They have a play-by-play guy.
No, I want
the PA guy at the Little League football
game. Why is it that in every movie, the PA guy is a play-by-play guy?
It works for the movies.
I guess it works for the movies. Yeah.
I want like Soucy to do what Ghosh did for Karate Kid, but do football movies. Like, because he's just very serious, and he will seriously call the play.
What was that really good football movie The Rock was in? Remember the Disney movie?
Game Plan.
It was filmed here, wasn't it?
It was so bad. Yes.
Yeah. Filmed in Gillette.
Awful.
Three. I haven't seen one Mark Wahlberg movie that is good.
React. All right, Browns play the Dolphins.
Why are you smiling?
Dope.
Freaking dope. Why don't we even give it time?
I don't know. So there's a game, you know, the Odell Beckham Jr. has a game coming up against all but he's
Browns.
Still talking
Cleveland.
Still talking about his cleats.
It's just stupid. Like, I really don't care. And that's what I said. They're going to find a way to try and make me upset if they're going to talk about cleats, and then it's going to be a reflection on my character or whatever it is, when really I just didn't have anything else to wear. So I'm going to wear whatever's the most comfortable. I'll try my best to be like the other 15% of the NFL who follows the rules, you know, and then we'll go from there.
You could take a can of white spray paint, and if your shoes fit you and they fit perfectly, just spray them. It's a big deal.
You say,
and spat them up.
The other 15%.
Why would he do that?
What? Because they won't let him like advertise on his shoes. He always has crazy shoes. So you need to be, you know, uniform code.
I'll try my best to be like the other 15% of the NFL who follows the rules, you know, and then we'll go from there.
He thinks everyone's violating the rules.
Everyone's
on the multicolored cleats.
Right.
So
his excuse is the shoes fit.
Oh, that's not the excuse.
He didn't have any other shoes. That's exactly what he said.
That's not his excuse.
That's his excuse.
I mean, no one.
You can't
honestly buy that.
Well,
you can't buy that excuse.
No,
Michael Timpson had 600 pairs of shoes in his locker.
And
this
Michael
guy's
Timpson
got
was Michael Timpson, and this is Odell Beckham Jr.
OBJ.
Please. Big Brady's worn his OBJ cleats yet? Tried them on?
Probably his backyard playing catch.
Yeah. You think he got him the right size?
Hot route. Hot
route. He got him the right size?
Yeah.
Like,
sure.
Called him ahead of time?
Yeah.
Oh.
Three. What movies don't you like that he's in?
Every movie he's done.
React. It's just so smug.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like
so dismissive. Steelers play the Bengals. Mike Tomlin talking about a couple of injuries. First,
very detailed, I'm sure.
I don't know. First up here, he's talking about James O'Connor.
James Conner re-injured his shoulder.
It was O'Connor. McConner. Here we go.
James Conner re-injured his shoulder in game. Don't know what his availability might be this week. Really, practice availability and functionality will be our guide in terms of his participation.
Okay, so...
Did you say functionality will be our guide?
Yeah.
To his participation.
Right, to his participation. Whether or not he could use the shoulder will dictate to a large degree whether or not the shoulder will be used in a game and participate with that shoulder. All right, here's the...
functionality will be our guide.
Right. Juju Smith-Schuster. What do you have on Juju Smith-Schuster, Coach Tomlin?
Juju also has a knee injury. The protocol being the first and foremost things that he's dealing with. We'll take a look at the knee injury and his ability to function or not as he gains clearance through the protocol and gets potential practice opportunities and so forth.
So the protocol is the first and foremost thing we're going to look at.
And the functionality will be our guy.
He didn't tell you what the protocol was.
Things that he's dealing with. We'll take a look at the knee injury and his ability to function or not as he gains clearance through the protocol. And
the functionality will be our guy.
Oh my God. If he can...
I think he has a concussion and a knee injury.
Well, what's his functionality? That's what's important. And the protocol, that's always key.
He just sounds
so... Always got to run through the protocol.
You know, what? Seeing him on the field in during the
game.
What the hell?
It's a football game. Are you talking about the football game?
Week one?
Last week against against the
Cleveland.
Browns.
Yeah.
He looks a lot bigger. You can feel the girth. You can hear the girth in his throat. Listen to the choking him.
Juju also has a knee injury. The protocol being the first and foremost things that he's dealing with. We'll take a look at the knee injury and his ability to function.
Yeah. He's stressed, I think. He's getting
what is your function, pile?
What the hell is the matter with him?
Longest tenured behind Belichick.
Yeah, that's it. All right, that is Read and React.
Oh, yeah, hell of a Read and React there. Like it.
What is up, everybody?
The beginning of Big Nate's podcast.
I had no idea what that was.
Can I write his end of semester review?
We had just listened to it yesterday. I had no idea. That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Everybody.
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. And at Flag Day time, I'll see you at the Get'em Parade.
But in this world of plenty, there are some that still don't know about my famous dish called Super Nacho. The greatest gift they'll get this year is a first round bye.
When the offense never slows and Brady never grows old,
but does Ken know it's Christmas time at all?
Oh, sure. Yeah, it's coming up. Yeah.
Here's to Ken.
Raise a glass at the copper kettle.
Standing. This is from last year.
It's
this
so
is
good. I forgot how much Hardy looks like.
Oh, dude, I've been to like 30-something countries in my lifetime, dude.
Hardy looks like an Amish man dressed up like an elf. T-Bone actually looks like an elf.
Oh, and the
and Beatles Christmas got the look of shock on his face like, what just happened?
I forgot about this song. Before we play the new submission we have, Jim and Tom said we got to play last year's. I said, we have a Christmas song from last year? I had forgotten about this.
Man, so good. So good.
It's really good.
We have a listener.
We have our own Christmas hits.
Listener
now.
Submission from Tom in Worcester. Oh. He's got this for us today. He just put it together last night. No problem. He works quick, man. I will give him that.
Quick turnaround.
Quick turnaround with this guy. Here's what he's got for us today.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Zoe and Beetle House. Hardy, Jim, Lauf, and the Big Man T with them. The fun never stops. Rocking around. Kenny Lowell and their friend Lorraine, yeah, they're always fun to hear. Holly's in his truck, he probably shouldn't drive, he
berries.
Rocking around the Christmas tree with so and
so, ho, ho, ho.
Happy holidays.
Wow.
Wow.
You know what?
It's catchy. It
gets me in the spirit.
It was long.
I wasn't really feeling the Christmas spirit until just now.
Now you're feeling it a little bit.
Eight minutes.
A little bit.
That song was 8 minutes long.
No, it wasn't.
I know.
It was two.
It's good. That's good. Good work.
It's good.
Derek.
T-Bone in there. T-Bone got in there.
T-Bone got a mention.
Big T. Yeah, I got it.
Big Man T.
Yeah.
They got to make a song. Man Rocket T-Bone.
Sometimes you got to come up with the different names, whatnot, for the rhyming purposes.
Rhyming. Something that is not lost on Tom. Tom and Worcester.
He is big.
He is.
And Mary.
He's next to the little intern.
Good work.
The intern is jolly.
There you go. Tom Worcester's birthday today, too.
Happy birthday.
617-779-0985. I don't see Phil Perry here yet. Have you seen him, guys?
Nope. I have not seen him, no.
I've not seen him yet.
It's a Patriots birthday, too.
Oh, it is?
They were born on this day in 1959, 60 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean,
they tweeted themselves, yeah.
How is it that you can be born on a day as a franchise? Like, what happened on this day?
Granted the franchise, I think, today.
Okay, so they were given their franchise today. Okay. Scott and Weymouth, what do you got for us today, Scott?
What's up, guys? Hey, listening to that song, it put me right in the spirit. Isn't it this time of year? Everyone, say hello. What's the other Christmas song? Say hello to everyone you know and have a cup of cheer. What a time of year it is.
Let's go to the Patriots Christmas song, yes.
Yeah, it's such a fun time of year. Summer's over. We're not going swimming till June. Get over it. It's a fun time of year, and I hope everyone's having a good time. Zolak,
you should ask Santa for a new phone.
My phone does stink, huh?
It's loud. Vibrates.
Is it bad, really? I usually call on a landline, but
yeah, you
we
do.
Gotta go
you
with
do.
It now.
Boom.
All right.
What do you got?
We gotta go with what we got, you know what I'm saying? For today, anyway. Zolak, I want you to listen to me, brother. Does anyone really think that I'll bet you a bottle of beer, whoever wants to bet me.
You want to bet one bottle?
I mean, I'll bet you $100 if you want. I'll scratch Al on the other show. I paid him. If I lose, I pay. I'm telling you right now, this Patriots team, everyone's panicking. They're going to be fine. The line this week, I believe, is 6.5, I believe. I could be wrong there. Don't quote me. They're going to go out there this Sunday at Gillette and show everybody that they're fine. You don't think Belichick and Brady and the offense is going over tape, going, all right, we're soft here, we're good here. They're going to smoke them Sunday. My final score prediction, 37-13. And we're all going to be talking Monday afternoon going, of course they did. We've been watching this for 20 years. Do you disagree with me?
No, I mean, 37-13 is a big score.
Well, you haven't provided any reasons other than
smoke them.
They're going to be fine.
They're going to be fine. They're going to smoke them.
How are they going to be fine?
Yeah.
A lot of style.
I'm not saying they won't be, but you have to convince me with something other than, come on! What?
They're the Patriots!
Right. What? Who? What? Sony Michel's going to turn into Barry Sanders all of a sudden? How?
They're the Pats, man!
What? Give me something.
The Pats.
Boom.
Boom.
Boom. 37-13.
I mean, N'Keal Harry's going to turn into Larry Fitzgerald? What?
I'll tell you what, Scott. We'll have Phil Perry in here after the headlines.
Get his score. Yeah.
We'll see if Phil Perry can try and back up your argument, because you certainly didn't do it.
Maybe he's here?
Phil can do it. He's here.
He's here.
He's ready to go. He'll be in here in 1 minute.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.